Some rulers even compelled the areas they governed to provide tribute for the priests at Nippur. Sometimes a ruler would come visit the temple of Enlil at Nippur and have behind him his army. This may have encouraged the priests to support this particular ruler at this particular time. But this is not a frequent occurrence. The significance of Nippur lasted until the second millennium, when the city of Babylon and its patron deity Marduk became the new center of royal patronage and legitimacy. This first occurred when Babylon, under the leadership of its king Hammurabi in the 18th century, controlled both North and South Mesopotamia, but it continued even after Babylon lost its political strength. The position of Marduk paralleled that of the city of Babylon, and myths were rewritten to describe him becoming the new king of the gods. The ritual that best illustrates this strength of Babylon and Marduk is the New Year's festival, which required the king of Mesopotamia, whomever he might be at the time, to travel to the city of Babylon and to participate in a week-long festival that occurred in the first month of the year, which on the Mesopotamian calendar was March-April. This festival was a fertility festival specifically linked to the sowing of barley. And at the Esagila, the temple of Marduk in Babylon, the ruler had to set down his weapons and his regalia and promise that he had not offended the god Marduk. Just in case he had and didn't know it, the priest would slap him on the cheek, and then the ruler would be allowed to take up his crown, his sword, his other weapons, and he would lead out the festival as it continued. Statues of all of the other gods were brought to the temple of Marduk, and then there would be a procession through the city on boats through Babylon, with all of the cult statues, including Marduk. This ritual was important enough that it continued, as I said, long after Babylon lost its political importance. Alexander the Great participated in this festival in the 4th century BC. And so we see that the king and whatever important religious center dominates Mesopotamia at the time have a very close relationship. One important distinction between the importance of Nippur and the importance of Babylon is that by the time Babylon became important, political rulers were much more closely defined by their military success, and so often a king would bring his army to the city of Babylon, and this would encourage the priests to promote the ruler as the legitimate king. We've seen in this lecture how scholars look at temple architecture and other objects found associated with temples, and we see that there is a lot of interest in the economic role of the institution, the records kept by the temple scribes, and how the temple played a role in controlling labor for its own profit. We also see how important the relationship between priests and kings could be, and this would provide gain for both of them. All in all, it may seem as if temples were rather manipulative, and that this analysis of the role of temple in Mesopotamian society is more intellectual versus a personal belief. We have to keep in mind that these temples were the homes of gods, and that gods, as a result, lived with their worshipers, surrounded by a city that they protected, that they honored, and that was an important place for the gods and their worshipers to be. We can't deny the religious fervor that motivated the construction of these temples and the attention given to them, but we can also examine how these institutions worked within the society as a whole.